Beautiful.
Gosh, you can barely make out the writing. How did you find this one? This is your...
And you can see just a little bit of ivy. It was once totally covered in ivy. And you can see the trees leaning over here. And in Daphne du Maurier's Loving Spirit, when Janet and her husband Thomas Coombe die, they're buried in the graveyard. And she talks about it being by a forsaken orchard. And here the primroses bloom in the spring. And this is the tombstone she's talking about. And this is where Christopher Slade and Jane Slade, his wife, are buried.
It's got a beautiful curve to the top of it, and then this sort of yellow splodges of... Well, it wouldn't be lichen, would it, the yellow? That's a lichen, is it? That colour?
Yeah.
Gosh. It looks like Jackson Pollock's had a go, you know, just with some yellow paint.
Yeah, so it's just in loving memory of Christopher Slade, who died in 1870, and then Jane, who died in 1885.
Because in the book, Daphne kills her off quite early, doesn't it?
Very
doesn't
dramatically, she, doesn't
yes,
she?
Yes, indeed. But in fact, yes. The lady made old bones.
Because in the book, she has the launch of the ship, the Janet Coombe. And Janet is brought down to watch the launch of the ship. And there's a crash of noise as the ship hits the sea, and everybody roars. And Daphne writes that Janet could hear nothing. She could just see this ship and the figurehead, and recognise herself in the figurehead. And then suddenly her spirit was free and goes with the ship.
Imagine her sort of waiting here. I think it's locked.
It was in.
The door is still open.